Before I read the readings for today, I had my mind on the very portion of Paul's letter to the Corinthians that is in our lectionary today, specifically the verse, "The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." He continues in typical Paul fashion to give her a rather lengthy defense of his statement, parts of which do not sound particularly flattering to those to whom his letter is addressed, claiming that many of them are not wise by human standards, nor powerful, nor of noble birth. He claims, however, that their lowly worldly status is used to show the wisdom of God. Paul's point, after all, is that the wisdom of God is often seen as foolishness in the eyes of the world. And those words ring true. What wise and discerning person would understand that an instrument of shameful death, as our colleague today describes the cross, could be the means to life? What rational and wise person would pray to gladly suffer shame? To the world, these prayers sound foolish beyond belief, if not downright ridiculous. I met Shauna over 20 years ago. She was a new transport to Louisiana who had grown up in California. We met when she became a volunteer at Central Louisiana AIDS Support Services, where I worked as a counselor. No two people could have had a more diverse upbringing, and that became a great source of curiosity for both of us. I had spent my entire life in a Southern Christian family, and she had been raised by Danish immigrant atheists in California. She had studied Christianity more than most Christians I know, and I had never, to my knowledge, met anyone before that was raised as an atheist. We talked for hours and hours about our differences in belief, and on several occasions I felt entirely inept. My words sounded so shallow, so ungrounded, so foolish in the eyes of the world. There is no room for faith in the mind of the world. If you cannot prove a theory without a shadow of doubt through linear and scientific methodology, the supposition is not to be believed. It is to be discarded. I have to admit that I did find it interesting that my friend had faith that in lighting candles of different colors, the karma of the universe would change, but could not assent to the belief in a God who created and loved that same universe, herself included. I also found myself deeply saddened when I realized that she was one with no hope. Both of her parents had died at an early age, and she was left with no family at all in this country. One day, after thinking about this, I asked her, "What does an atheist do for a burial?" The thought of no hope weighed so heavily on me. She replied that she had read a poem and scattered the ashes of her parents in different places. Foolishness is a very different thing in the eyes of the world and the eyes of those who have faith. Just yesterday, I was affronted by the foolishness of the world in the card section of Target as I searched for just the right Easter card to send to Holly, my daughter. I am at least the second generation of card readers and have spent many, many hours in various card shops poring over cards and chuckling to myself or out loud. Yesterday, however, I found myself entirely put out by what the worldly wise would consider humor. One card said something to the effect of, I don't want to get dressed up and go to church. We just did that at Christmas. And on the other side, it said, celebrate Easter any way you choose. Another proclaimed Easter as the perfect excuse for a sugar high. Since Easter is quickly becoming as worldly as Christmas has become, which, to my foolish way of thinking and living, is very sad indeed. Paul had it right so many years ago. A crucified Savior can be a stumbling block for those who demand signs and claim to be worldly wise. But for us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Thanks be to God for His foolishness that is wiser than all of our wisdom.